identity in Christ.
今天我们要讨论的是在基督里的这个自我认知，或者在基督里的认证。
In some places, identity is a today identity seems to be quite a thing. People, young people particularly, that after they get before they usually after they get in out of college or before they get in college, they want to find their identity. Who are they?
这种自我认知在当今世界好像是一个很重要的事情，尤其是对于年轻人来说，当他们进入大学或者离开大学的时候，他们都想要知道他们到底是谁。
Many young people don't realize their values.
很多年轻人他们没有认识到他们自己的价值。
That's why they throw it away.
这是为什么他们就觉得自己没有价值。
Now, we can be very self-confident. We can think that our values are the greatest things. Because today, the greatest value among men is success.
我们可以很自信地说我们自己有很有价值，而当今世界很多时候我们衡量价值的一个很重要的就是你的成功。
And there is nothing like success as being successful. It gives you a feeling of, what shall I say, euphoria. It makes you feel good that you've been successful.
这种成功感让你能够自己觉得自己自我感觉很好，让你觉得自己是一个成功人士。
Have you, when you look at your little ones around, then whenever they do something good and you tell them, oh, they're so happy.
就像
I did it, I did it.
就像在家里你们对小孩看到小孩子做了一些好的事情，然后你表扬他，小孩子就会觉得很开心。耶、yeah, ，我做到了，我做得很好。
But most of the time, our values are misplaced.
但很多时候，大多数时候，我们的价值其实我们对自己没有一个准确的定位。
Today, in our the value of many Americans is what we call the American dream.
有很多时候，在美国，我们有这样子美国梦的这种说法。
And that, of course, is to get educated, get married, andHave a family and a home, or as some say, I just want to make $1 million. And they have their value on the material things of life.
很多时候人们的这个自我价值是建立在物质的基础上。我要上学，我要结婚，我要成立家庭，有房子，要挣大钱。
And then sometimes we read articles about those that have really been successful, very rich. You would think that they had a wonderful life, but they'll tell you many times they're empty. Their life is empty because material things have a way of being, what shall I say? We like them today, tomorrow we don't want them. They give us joy at first. You know, when you get a new car, and I know I've had a new car, oh, how you feel. Good, eh? And it looks so good and it's so nice, but give it a little time.
我们有时候读文章，读到一些成功人士的传记，他们可能很有钱，很成功，他们的生活一开始看上去是很美好的，但是你要跟他们细谈聊的话，你会发现他们的生活其实很空虚，因为那种物质带来的喜乐和享受，怎么说呢？就像是你买了一部新车，你一开始很激动，很喜欢，但过了一段时间，那种喜悦和兴奋感就慢慢的消退了。
And it begins to get a little dingy looking. It loses that new look, and it begins to start wearing.
所以慢慢的，当那个车越来越老的时候，你就看到车上有被使用、被磨损的痕迹。
So then you want a new one.
然后你就想要一辆更新的车。
But you know, there's many of them. Ooh, scared myself. And then we have it in a couple years.And then we hear about the new cars that has so many nice things on it that your car doesn't have.
所以当我们有一个新车的时候，过了几年，我们就发现有一个更新的车出来，然后它上面有一些你的以前那个新车不具备的功能。
Do you mind if I tell you about?
Oh, sure, it's all right.
Moonjet wanted to get her car just serviced. Nothing wrong with it, just got it serviced. And...They said to her, take this car here and you use that while we're servicing it. Now, servicing takes one day. And so they gave her this, and it was a beautiful car. Oh, man, I liked it. It was the most comfortable car I ever sat in. And then I looked, and all of these bells and whistles, when somebody came along here, a light would turn on. When somebody come along beside you, a whistle would come. They're too close to you, you know. All these wonderful things on it.
所以当这位姐妹去把她的车去送到那个车行去检修的时候，车行的人就给了他一辆新车，就说啊，检修大概需要一天的时间，你就先开着这辆车吧。然后妈咪说，哇，那是我见过最舒服最豪华的车，那有各种各样的新功能，别的车从你旁边经过的时候会有那个灯亮起来，然后别的车离你太近的时候会有那个提示的声音。
So she would keep going back to get her car and they'd always say it's not finished yet, you know, and then they would tell her. One time she had it, the tire got a little soft, the one she was driving, her red one. Now, that was a smart one. And then they said, take that white one over there. So she took the white one then, and oh my, you know, the comfort and all the bells and whistles. She had that for almost 2 weeks. Now, you see, it only takes a day to fix her car. What were they trying to do? They were trying to lure her into buying that car.
所以后来啊，这个车就他觉得那个轮胎有一些瘪了，他就把这个车拿回去，然后说，你看这个轮胎怎么样？然后啊，车行的人跟他说，哎，你的车还没有被那个检修完，你就再换一辆车继续开吧。实际上，这个车辆检修只需要一天的时间，但是却花了他两周的时间啊，要开这个别的车，是为什么呢？就是因为车行的人想要让他看到这个新车有多好，然后想让他买这个新车。
So she, but that's not her value. You know, this car was not her value. Her car worked fine. There was nothing wrong with it. And I guess they didn't see she was Asian.
Yeah.
所以但是他们不知道的是，这个车的价值并不能定位这个人的价值，而且他们也没有看到他其实是一个亚洲人。
They might have known that they weren't going to hook them into something they didn't want. So we see values change in life. Values, even when we get a little older, are different. As long as we keep those values on material things, on things that eventually maybe it becomes our families, and we want to have value for our families. But you see, these values are empty. Because they really don't satisfy the longing in the heart.
这种就是车行的人可能不知道他是一个亚洲人，你很难去这样子让亚洲人去改变他们的想法去买东西。但是我们看到我们的价值其实是会变的，而且如果你把你的价值定位在这些物质的东西上，时间久了你也会发现你其实里面还是空虚的，因为这些物质的东西没有办法满足你心里的那种渴望。
You see, Paul was he came from a very rich family, well known in the area where he lived, and in Tardis, and he was really, what shall I say, he was high up in the church. He had gone to the very best priest Sanhedrin to learn, and so we see Paul was really on top of the world.
我们举个例子，就说保罗他是生在这个大树的一个地位很高的人家，然后他受到的教育也是非常好，在当时很有名的这个加玛列的门下受教育，所以在他那个时代，他其实是在这个社会阶层顶端的人。
But later on in his life, after he met Jesus.After on the road to Damascus, he met the Lord.
但是在后来，他去大马士革的路上，他遇到了耶稣。
You know how he expressed himself? He said, "I count all things as dung, waste material, that I have the excellency of Jesus Christ."
你知道他后来怎么说自己吗？他说：“我看万事为粪土，唯有耶稣基督在我里面是宝贵。”
Now you may not be able to understand that.
或许我们现在没有办法理解。
Because like Isaiah said, you have to taste and see that the Lord is good.
正如以赛亚曾经说到的，你要尝一尝，你要来看，你才知道主耶稣是好的。
The one that's never met Jesus doesn't understand what it's all about.
那些从来没有遇到耶稣的人，他们不知道这到底是为了什么。
Because it's not a religion.
因为这不是一个宗教。
And we keep saying it is a relationship.
而是一种关系。
And that relationship, as many will testify, it fills my life.
正如很多人见证的那样，这种关系是充满我们生命的。
Now we have many born again rich people.
我们有很多人生来就是很有钱的。
A lot of the in America, a lot of the giving to people and the helping the all these different areas. Many times as Christians, and they give a lot, and they try to help, and they'll start companies that will help people.But they still were able to be capable because they loved the Lord. Not only because they loved the Lord, they were human. They had studied. They had power. They had brain power. And then it was added, God came, Jesus came, and God came and put on their heart to love those who are poor, to love the widows, to love the orphans.
我们看到在这个世界上有很多有钱人，有很多他们建立公司去帮助穷人。做慈善，但是他们一开始的这些东西都是他们自己的这种能力，他们自己的这种生来的才能所做出来的。只有当他们遇到耶稣的时候，他们才被耶稣的爱充满，然后耶稣将这种爱放在他们心中，让他们去爱那些寡妇，爱那些孤儿。
I think I told you this, but there was a Christian actress, her husband was a Christian writer.And she was financing two children in Africa.
我可能跟大家分享过，就是有一个基督徒的演员，她的丈夫是也是一个基督徒的作家，他们资助了两名在非洲的学生。
And so she's one of those go-getters, you know. She thinks something, and then she goes. And so she went to Africa to see how these children were being taken care of.
他是那种就定了目标就要马上执行的人，所以他就去到非洲去看这些孩子在那里过得怎么样。
She said, when I got there, I saw they were taking care of them as well as they could. And she said, right away, I just loved those children. And she said, I said to them, what would you like me to get? She said, I would have got them anything. And they said, a mattress.
所以他就去到非洲以后，看到孩子们被照顾得很好，然后他就。很喜欢那些小孩，问他们说：“你们想要什么呢？”因为他很富有，他可以给他们很多东西。然后孩子就说：“我想要一个床垫。”
So she went and got them a mattress.
所以他就给孩子买了一个床垫。
And they were so cheap.
那床垫很便宜。
She got the whole village mattresses. Everybody had a mattress now to sleep on. What I'm saying is that we can be famous, we can be rich, but with the power of Christ in us, those things are only tools.They're not a means to the end. So we see that when in our identity in Christ, there is something that tongue cannot tell. It is something you have to experience.
我们知道我们可以很有钱，我们可以有各样的能力，但是我们知道那些其实只是神使用我们的一个工具或者一个才华。有在基督里，我们的价值很多时候是没有办法用言语来表达的。
This is what frustrates me about the ministry.
这也是让我有的时候服侍的时候很抓狂，很纠结。
I see people, I learn to love them, I preach, I teach, and it never seems to get through.
我爱他们，我讲到，我对他们有关怀，但是很多时候好像他们并没有体会到、感受到。
And then I've seen others that it's just changed their life altogether. When they take the Lord, it's just like.My friend in China, she has a building company, and she works very hard, and she's very bossy. I call her boss. That's all I know her name anymore. I just call her boss, you know. But she has been a person that had a lot of different feelings and a lot of different attitudes and a lot. But when she found Jesus, boss is a different person.
但是有很多人他们的生命就是一下子就被神改变了。我有一个朋友在中国，他是一个建筑公司的这个老总，然后他是一个很强势的一个女强人，然后我甚至都不记得他的名字叫什么，我就总叫他老板。然后但是我能说的是，当他认识主耶稣之后，他的这个整个的人生就被改变了。
Right away she started, or pretty soon after she started a Bible studyFor her workers that wanted to come.
因为不，他信主时间不长，他就开始有这种 查经圣经学习，然后让他的这种雇员都可以来。
And she often tells us, I really want to go out and work for the Lord. I want to give my husband or my son the company to run. And none of them are capable.
他很多时候就说，我就想放下我这手里的一切，然后去为主做工。我甚至想把我的公司都交给我的丈夫或者我的儿子，但好像他们没有能力去经营。
For someone, her company was pretty much her life.Now the company, it's just a tool. She wants to do things for the Lord.
在她信主之前，这个公司好像就是她的全部，她的生命。但是现在这个公司其实只是一个工具，她想要更多的来为主做工。
Because as you know him, you begin to get an identity in him, not in the world, not in material things, but in him.
因为当你认识神的时候，你就想要从神那里获得在基督里的认证或认知，而不是在这个世界上你想要得到他的认可。
You know, there are those that says, I'm something. I have great value. Like our president, he's pretty much that way. He's got a lot of value.
有很多人就会说，我认为怎么样，我认为什么有价值，就好像现在这个美国总统，他就说话经常是这个样子的。
But,As a Christian, I feel like I have a greater value than him.
但是作为一个基督徒
Unless he's a Christian, they say he is now, I don't know, but.
但是作为一个基督徒，我觉得我比这个总统更有价值。虽然有人说他是基督徒，但是我也不确定，我觉得我更有价值。
Because now I am valuable not to a company, not to a popular world, but I'm of value to Christ, to God the Father.
因为我的价值不是对于一个公司或者是对于这个世界，而是我在神眼中，我在我们天父眼中是有价值的。
You see, when Christ comes into our lives and we open our heart to Him, we become a citizen of another place.
因为我们知道，当神来到，当基督来到我们心里，我们成认他为救主的时候，我们就成为了另一个国度的子民。
Right now, my heart breaks over America.
我现在有时候经常会为美国感到心痛。
We that are old enough to know what America once really was, our hearts are broken.
尤其对于我们这些年纪够长，知道美国曾经是怎样的人来说，现在我觉得很心痛。
We see what's happening. We see the hate, the murder, all of these just becoming more and more lust, pedophile, all the...And now they're finding out our senators and our house. These people have been immoral. They have their girls, their women. They even have their children that they abuse.
So we see this 当今的美国这个时代有各样的仇恨、各样的谋杀、各样的情欲，甚至我们的这些议员，他们都陷入了很多不好的事情。
You see, there are these secret organizations now.That the men feel like if they can have intercourse with a child, then that gives them the strength that comes from that child. They're crazy. But anyhow, that's what they believe. And they have many, even in high government state, that have little children as they abuse the little children.
就像有很多这个秘密的机构，甚至是有些在政府的高层，他们都我都不知道跟他发。就是他们。就是跟小朋友发生这个性关系，然后觉得那样能让他们更有能力，就这种不好的事情在美国甚至政府的高层都存在。
We live in a country of lies.
然后这个我们生活的这个国家也充满了各样的谎言。
Those three, I don't know if you've read about it, but three outstanding young men and football team from a university.
Basketball.
Oh, the basketball. I don't know. I know they were something. And they went to China. And what did these three boys? And one of them is as rich as dirt. Shoplifted.
Crazy people. 就是现在
in the store took the things.
就是最新的那个三个美国大学篮球的这个三个 UCLA 的学生，他们去中国，你知道他们做什么吗？他们其实很有钱，但他们去中国的这个精品店里面。就顺手牵羊去偷店里的东西。
And the only way they got out of jail was because our president asked your president, and he said, "Take them. I don't blame him. Just take them."
啊，他们是这三个小孩是怎样免了牢狱之灾呢？ 是因为美国的总统去跟中国的总统说不要让他们住监狱，让他们回来吧，他们才能够有机会回到美国。
The one boy, his father is an outstanding man. He has a beautiful home. They're very rich. Forget it. I mean, really, really dirty rich, I expect. And what did he say? He said, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. He had no appreciation that Trump got him out.
其中一个这个男孩子的他爸爸，他是一个很有名也很有钱的一个人。然后当他别人采访他时，他就说，他们没有做什么，他不觉得要去感激或者是感谢这个美国总统把他儿子从中国弄回来。
And then he said, shoplifting isn't bad. He said, you know, it's nothing that bad you have to do. You see, that's where people are in America. This was not America.
然后他这个父亲也说，在店里偷东西顺手牵羊这不是什么坏事儿。然后其实这是美国的现状，但美国以前并不是这样子的。
Anytime now that you get some work done in your house, an air conditioner or this or that or the other, you have to wonder if they're going to do the right job.
就像现在你如果
they lie to you many times.
请人来家里修东西，不管是空调啊还是什么。你总要很小心他们是不是真的有修好，因为他们那些工人有时候会对你撒谎。
I was with a company, air conditioner company for almost, well, that, this was about 3 or 4 years ago. So I'll say I was with them 25 years. And they tried to cheat me when I had, when something happened to the, to my, I was so indignant. I told them, and I was very nice, I have to tell you, well, I was. I said, I put the pity on them. I said, shame on you.I told the head, shame on you. All these years I've been with you, and you would do this to me? Oh, honey, they got that thing there cheaper. They did all kinds. And now every 6 months they call me to make sure I get it cleaned. And, but, you know, this is where we're at. This is America today. I'm so sorry for it.
所以三四年前的时候，我就发现我的这个空调的这个维修公司他就一直在，其实在骗我，都骗了我20几年。然后我当时也虽然很生气，但也对他们很友好，就说我真是认为你这样做很可耻，我真是觉得你做得特别不好。然后美国现在就是这样子的一个现状。然后虽然他们后来就每隔6个月给我打一次电话，你的空调需不需要清洗啊什么，但是很遗憾的，美国确实现在就是这个样子。
We're even to the place where little five-year-olds, four-year-olds, not five, four-year-olds in pre-kindergarten. Dorothy's daughter, her granddaughter, she really is a pretty girl, I have to give it to that. But here the boys, she's only got boys in her class. And one boy came home and told his mother, he said, you know, Isabel and I, we touch lips.It was so, you know, we touch lips and other things. 4 years old.
You know,
at that time, they should be fighting together or something. I'm just saying, this is what America has turned to.
还有就是，妈咪讲到，现在很多这种幼儿园的小朋友，甚至是像4岁的一个小姑娘，她班上有一个差不多同年龄的小男孩，然后男孩回到家以后就跟妈妈。跟这个男孩的妈妈说，我和那个小女孩有这个嘴唇的接触，就是他们只有4、5岁，他们本应该是一起玩闹的年纪，但他们却发生这样子的事情，这就是美国现在的现状。
And that's not bad enough. We've infested the world with these things. We've sent out our movies. We've sent out our music. We have these pedophile large gangs that.All over the world, these things. We have corrupted the world. The more of the, not quite the Third World War, because they don't have much to offer, but we've corrupted a good part of the world.
然后美国现在就把这种样子的电影啊、音乐呀、啊，都散到世界各地去。然后虽然我觉得不会产生第三次世界大战，但是确实。这个影响是在败坏这个世界。
So what I see now, I recognize that now, I live in this world, I enjoy many of the things of it, but I'm not of this world. I have a better country ahead.
所以我现在就意识到，虽然我很享受这个世界上的一些东西，但是我知道 我在这个世界，但我却不属于这个世界。我有一个更美的家园，我属于一个更美的家园。
I know coming up, I have very low self-esteem, but when I found Jesus, I found my esteem in Him.
我知道我曾经是一个就是有一些自卑的人，但是当我认识到主耶稣的时候，我在他里面找到了我的这种自信自尊。
You see, we're not mistakes. He has a plan for our lives. He said that we have a path way for you. He had a plan for our life.
我们并不是一个，我们来到这个世界并不是一个错误。而是主耶稣的计划，他对我们的人生有一个计划。
So now I find my values not in the things of the earth that swiftly go past, but I found my values in being a child of God.
所以我现在能够发现认识我的价值，并不在世界上那些转瞬即逝的事物当中，而是我是主耶稣的孩子。
But many Christians, they don't get to that place many times.Because they stop focusing on that and still focus on the things of the world.
但是很多基督徒认识不到这一点，是因为他们没有专注于从神而来的这个价值，而是专注于世界上的事情。
We often say it's living below our privileges that God has given us.
我们通常都是没有达到，就没有完全活出神给我们那样子的权益或者是权柄。
You see, the battle is in the mind. Our battle is in the mind.
我们脑子里思维上经常有各样的征战。
We don't do it. This is where it all begins. And no action comes from us unless it first comes through the mind.
我们不管做什么事情，都是从脑子里的思想、脑子里的想法开始的。
So we have to understand, as a child of God,I need to stop focus on all that you can't do anything about, but trust Him.
所以作为神的儿女，我们要弃除自己的这种我什么都不能做的这种想法，而是要专心的仰赖耶和华。
You see, I think the area of trust is very weak in many Christians.
我觉得在很多基督徒身上，这种信完全的这种信靠是很弱的。
You say, I trust. Well, it's not like the little child that gets on the wall and says, here, Daddy, I'm going to jump. And Daddy has to run to catch him. He knew Daddy would catch him.
对我们说，主啊，我们相信你，我们信靠你。但是这种相信和信靠并不是像那个小朋友一样跑到一个高墙上说，爸爸来抓我要跳了。他就相信爸爸一定会跑过来把他抓住的。
We don't recognize we can go to our Father and say, now you know, I'm in this place, I don't know what to do, Lord, I'm going to trust you.
所以我们其实我们不知道，但是我们可以到神的面前说，主耶稣，我们不知道我们在怎样的境况中，但是我们知道我们可以完全的来信靠你。
You know, in my lifetime, and I'm not crawling privately because I didn't.I had everything I wanted, but as a missionary, I had my work, and it wasn't a great paying job. And I think the most that I ever made as a salary in all of my life, even as a teacher, I got $1,200 a month. I thought I was making big money.
对我来说，我虽然这个生活上没有什么短缺，但是作为一个传道人，哪怕是我当时当老师的时候，我其实挣的并不多。当我当老师的时候，我挣1,200 块钱，我觉得我挣的好多呀。
And surprisingly enough, I came from a very tight family. And when I started out, I was very tight. And I saved I really saved.
因为我从小生长在一个不是很富有的家庭，所以当我开始工作的时候，我就一直要攒钱攒钱。
And God began to deal with me.
所以神也就开始来对付我这一点。
And he was saying to me, no, I don't want you to save.Now, you might think that's stupid, but that's what he told me. In my heart, that warmth, that understanding, no, I don't want you to say.
于是我就听到神对我说我不是要让你来一直攒钱攒钱攒钱存钱存钱。
Now, you say, well, that's unusual. No, God has his plan for me. He didn't tell you not to save.He told me not to save.
也许这个对你听上去很奇怪，说为什么不存钱，为什么不攒钱呢？这是因为神有他自己对我的这个计划，他 告诉我不要攒钱，而不是说告诉你大家说不需要攒钱。
And God knew that as much it would be a drop in the bucket if I save money wouldn't be that much. But you know, as the time went on, anything I needed, God sent it to me. And now in my old age, I could never have saved what God has given.
所以虽然我一直没有就是再去攒钱，但是我不管需要什么，生活上有各样的所需，神都供应我。即使到我老年的时候，神都一直在供应我。
Sometimes it's even the desire in my heart. I don't even ask him for it, and he sends it.
有的时候，甚至是我心里有什么想法，我都没有开口向他祈求的时候，他都给我供应。
I needed to learn how to trust.
因为他知道我需要学习如何的信靠。
I was a very scientific, logical person. I was one that you had to see, touch, and smell. But God brought me to the place where now I trust.
我曾经是一个很理性的人，我必须要去自己亲身的接触，去看，去听。但是神现在把我带到一个地步，让我可以完全的来信靠他。
You see, each one of us are individuals to our Lord.
你看到我们每一个人在神面前都是独立的个体。
And each one of us have different problems in our life.
在我们每个人的生命中都有不同的问题。
Some people are proud.
有些人是骄傲。
So they, when they give their life to God, that's a little hard, you know, that pride. And little by little, God works on you until that pride. You see, he's forming his children for his kingdom.
对于骄傲的人来说，当你刚认识神，把自己交给基督的时候，会很难。但是主耶稣会一点一点来对付你的骄傲，因为神的目的是要把我们每一个人都塑造成他天国的子民。
So we have to begin a new pattern in our Christian life.
所以我们就要摒弃我们之前的那种模式，要开始一个新的模式。
Because some of us for years have been taught things and taught, we talked about the lies that we believe and things that in our customs and things that really isn't conducive to the new kingdom.
因为我们在我们过去的生活中被经常被教导或者是被告知有各样的习俗啊，有各样的谎言，其实都是跟这个神的国度是不相合的。
So instead of trusting, many of us have negative thinking, negative feelings that keep us down.
所以，我们当我们没有完全的信靠顺服的时候，我们心里就会有各样的负面的想法，然后让我们自己越来越对自己失望。
You see, trust is like what Moses had.Here's the army coming and backing, the sea in front of him, and a million people to get across. And what did he do? He struck the water.
就像摩西当年带这个以色列民出埃及的时候，后面有百万的追兵，前面是红海，还有那么多人围在一起等着他领大家来过红海。他怎么做的呢？他就把那个杖放在击打在这个海水上。
And the water's part.
然后水就分开了。
His faith and trust in God. This is where you and I have to get to.
这是因为他对神完全的信靠，也是我们每一个人需要做到的。
You say it's not possible.
也许你会说这不可能。
If I didn't have the aunt I have, I would have thought too, maybe it wasn't possible. But I saw a life of faith.
如果我没有真的看到神的这些作为，我可能也会说这不可能。
他的姨妈。
也许我没有，如果没有看到我姨妈做这些事情，我可能也会说不可能。但是我现在，
他说的是，如果不是他姨妈表现出来，他也认为说好像
是不可能。
但是他看到一个见证的。
My aunt had a large family. She had actually two in the sense that she had four of them and stopped having children. But after she became a Christian, she felt God wanted her to have more, and she had six more. I think it was.
我姨妈她有一个很大的一个家族家庭，她一开始有两个小孩。
Maybe it was three she had. Yeah, and then she had the rest of them.
或许一开始有三个小孩，然后她决定就够了。但是当她信主之后，她知道神想让她有更多的孩子，
Now, is,
然后她就又生了三个。
This one is hard to believe, but it's true.
一共六个。
She's in all of those years she was serving the Lord with her children growing up. She never took them to the doctor once.
在他的这六个孩子生长的这个过程中，他是全心的服侍神， 从来没有带孩子去看过医生。
She would, when they woke up sick or when they were sick, she said, let's pray, and they would pray. And then she would say, you'll be all right. And they were.
所以当孩子生病的时候，当孩子睁开眼睛，他就说，我们一起来祷告，然后他们就一起祷告，然后姨妈说，你们会好起来的，这些孩子也就真的好起来了。
You see, it wasn't hard for my aunt because she had seen God doing all of these things down through her life.
对我姨妈来说，这个信靠并没有那么难，是因为她一步一步的看到了神在她生命中的带领。
I told you about the time when she, she'd been in Florida. They went to Florida for the winter. They come home for the summer, and there they plant little gardens so they can their food and bring it back to Florida.
他们曾经就是在冬天的时候来佛罗里达，然后夏天又回到他们住的地方。然后他们住的地方有一个小的花园，他们种植物，然后这样他们就可以把这些植物存起来，然后到冬天拿到佛罗里达来。
So she said they come to the end of the season, the growing season, and they said there's going to be a big frost tomorrow. And so she said, her and her husband, she called him Daddy. She said, we got down and we said, now Lord, all of our tithes are paid, and Father, I'm asking you to protect my garden until tomorrow when I can get them all in.
所以当有一次他们就是遇到了这个不好的天气，然后他们就祷告说，主啊，你知道这个天气要来了，你保守我们可以度过今晚，然后明天去收这些植物。
So the next day when she went out and around the corner, her neighbor's garden was covered with frost, and when she turned to go into her garden, there wasn't anything there.
所以第二天早上当她起床之后去看。
She harvested them and can them. God takes care of his children when they trust in him.
第二天早上去看的时候，发现他的邻居家的那个花园植物上都是这种冰霜，但他们家的植物上一点问题都没有，然后他们就可以把这些植物都收获，然后把它们腌起来然后吃。神当知道他的孩子女是全心信靠顺服他的时候，他会来保护我们。
But you see, today we have $900 insurance every month, health insurance, and we can go right to the doctor and get something, some medicines and some things. And my aunt didn't live in a time when you had big insurances and things. She lived in a time when they barely made it with a family like that, or they had their problems. So she just trusted in God. We don't trust in God because we trusted ourselves and the world system.And the only time we trust in God is when it's terrible, terrible, terrible. Then we want to pray. Oh, pray for them. They're dying. Pray for them. They have cancer. Pray for them that they do this. And all of a sudden here we're going up to the Lord and we're saying, you know, that we need this, Lord. And he probably looks at us and said, do you? You know, you haven't been trusting me.
在我姑妈那个时代，他们不像我们现在，我们有这样子的保险公司，我们可以去看病，然后保险公司就会给我们付我们的这个看病的费用。那他们那个时代，他们去看病是很昂贵的，所以他们就完全的信靠神，相信神会有医治。但是我们现在很多的时候都是相信我们自己，相信我们的这个社会这个系统。只有在非常非常不好的事情发生的时候，我们才会来向神祷告说啊，神啊，你医治他，他得了癌症；神啊，你医治他，他要去世了。当我们真的这样跟神说啊，神啊，我们需要这个需要那个的时候，神可能会说，你真的需要吗？你都一直没有来信靠我。
But if you have faith, he would do it for us because he said, without faith, I can't do it. But if you have faith, but the problem is we don't know how to exercise faith. We're full of doubts. We're full of fears. We feel, oh, he probably, you know, in our minds we're thinking it probably won't happen.You know, that kind of thing. So it doesn't happen in our lives the way it should.
神说我们要有信心，他要为我们成就。但是很多时候我们不知道应该如何来行出自己的信心。我们的生活中充满了各样的怀疑，各样的恐惧。我们其实不是完全的相信神会这样成就。
So our negative thinking has to be turned.
所以我们必须要弃除我们自己的这种负面的想法。
We've got to begin in our mind to change it and recognize the power of God.
所以我们真的要在我们的心里脑海中能够意识到神的大能。
And you know how I have done it these years, these last years, through the word of God.
你知道我过去几年是怎样做的吗？就是通过神的话语。
Now I understand when he says it's our food.
我现在知道他为什么说那是我们的食物。
Because the more I read the word, the more I see God doing, the more it encourages my faith.
因为当我越多的来读神的话语，越多的来跟他亲近的时候，我越能够体会到我的信心的加，对神的信心的加增。
It's like I've watched God say something and it's happened, so I can trust Him.
就像我看到神说这样子，然后这件事情真的发生了，我就可以相信他。
So we have to understand that we have to begin to get ourselves trusting God.
所以我们真的
because this is our value. We're His children. We can, but we don't many times.
所以我们必须明白，我们可以去相信、信靠神。这是我们的价值，我们可以信靠神，但是我们很多时候却不去这么做。
So we have to understand, and then we can't just think logically. Some things are not logical when they're supernatural.
我们不能只是凭借自己的这个逻辑思维，因为在这个属灵的层面，很多东西是不能由我们的逻辑想通的。
You see, the early church had no trouble healing. They were still healing. They were touching the blind.They were doing many things in the early church. Why? Because they had seen Jesus do it, and they believed Him, and they trusted Him. Like when Peter and John, when they went to the temple and they saw the beggar there, and right off the head they said, "Silver and gold, we don't have any of it, but such as we have, we'll give you." And it was Christ and their faith.And he reached down and he lifted up the man, and the man leaped and jumped and was thrilled. Would you go up to a blind man today? Or a cripple? And say, in the name of Jesus, rise? No, I don't think so. Because we don't see those things anymore.
所以在早期的教会中，我们看到有很多的医治，有很多可以让瞎眼看见的这样的例子，是因为他们看到主耶稣曾经这样做，他们也全心的相信这种事情在神是可以的，就像在《使徒行传》中记录这个彼得和约翰，他们看来到那个店门口，看到那个瘸腿的他们就对那个瘸腿的说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。”然后这个瘸子他就起来，又站起来，又跳。现在我们有谁有这样子的信心，可以对着一个瘸腿的人说：“我奉耶稣的名让你站起来呢？”
我插一下哈，我就想到一个例子。我不晓得在几年啊，加州有一个那叫短跑嘛，100米还是100公尺，我忘记了啊。因为台湾是用公尺计，那中国用米，对不对？的一个破纪录的选手，100米跑10秒，你算哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，他跑到了。那当时候呢，这个医学家、运动家都跟他说不可能。他从过去的研究，从人的生理的研究，从人的这个跑的这个，好，就是反正就是各种研究证明说这是不可。他说我要练到10秒，啊，结果这个记录创成了。那刚才妈咪在讲的一开始呢？是讲到这个世界有很多想法说法，世界的价值观，还有我们自己里面有很多负面的啊，有等一下我们会稍微看一下我们自己哈，这个些不正确的，不是从神来的这样的价值观啊，后面听得到吗？啊，就是我们有世界的这种别人怎么看我，不要说世界好了，但是太大了，就想说我隔壁这个人怎么看我啊，我的邻居怎么看，我爸妈怎么看，我就讲这个哈。那还有一个是，一个是我自己里面告诉我的哈。妈咪的意思是说，你不要听这些。那并不代表说你就那我都不听他们，我只听我自己的，不是这样子。你一定要有一个价值观，从哪里来？从神来的，而且你只能信任神的价值观。如果神说你是我的宝贝，你就是宝贝，但是。要加上这些，但是你看我先生没有把我当宝贝啊，但是我从小父母亲没有把我当宝贝，神说你就是我的宝贝，
你是用重价耶稣的宝血他的儿子重价换来的，那不是宝贝吗？啊，圣经说他看我们像眼中的瞳仁，那个眼那个还不是眼珠哦，那个中间那个很重要的，他帮我们保护成像这样子，那你能不能相信他的话呢？这是我们要需要学习的。请我们注意妈咪在讲的，只有信靠就是只有他，只有听他的。现在我们的基督徒的问题在这里，就是我们没有办法，我们好像一半要听他的，然后加上一个什么但是可是环境啦、或者是看到我们眼睛看到的啦，哈，刚才就像刚才那个见证说，他证明了，虽然医学家否认，虽然运动家否认，可是他证明了他跑到了十秒钟啊，那这个就是他讲的神迹啊。所以这个我要想到这个例子，或许可以给我们一点印象啊。如果你可以真的突破到一个地步，我只听神的，牧师告诉你，师母告诉你，谁告诉你，不管你听到什么，这个会干扰哈，听到什么就是一定要去寻求神是这样子的说法吗？当你很那个圣经讲说我的神比我的良心更大，当你良心在告诉你一些事情让你难受的时候，你记得去问神，说神啊，你是这样的看法吗？如果不是的话，帮助我，给我平安啊！这个我觉得很重要，非常重要，对我们基督徒的生活非常重要。
Now, there's a woman, Sun Yuan. I just love this story. She was married to a man who was very well. He was making lots of money, and he treated her much like a servant. You know who I mean? The lady now that helps us. I really feel like that woman. She loved the Lord.And she stuck by him. And she accepted, I guess, the servant life. But one day he died, unexpectedly. And he didn't have time to do anything with his will. So she got all of his money. That's what you say, positive thinking. Every time I think of that, I have to laugh. I think that is a dream. But you know, we must...
然后就想到妈咪就分享说，她以前读到说，一个女人她
现在我们的认识的一个
现在我们认识的一个姊妹，她嫁给了一个很有钱的一个丈夫，但她这个丈夫呢，一直把她当一个仆人在使唤，然后她好像也就接受了这个仆人的这个责任，然后每天去做。然后当有一次她的丈夫意外的身亡之后，她也没有时间去留遗嘱，所以她就获得了这个妻子就获得了她丈夫所有的财富。我每次想到这个的时候都忍不住就想笑，然后我就觉得看上去是一个很不好的事情。
我们也分享了优惠，因为呢她时不时就帮中心奉献这笔遗产啊。
So if, as the Lord helps us to gain more of a positive attitude toward things, I'm a child of God. I belong to Him.
让神帮助我们有更多这种积极的想法，我是神的孩子，我属于神。
And so as you gain a more positive attitude, begin to trust him. Begin in little things, and then just begin to trust him in many things. You know, I tell you the truth, when I was driving, the Lord all, didn't he, Dorothy?The Lord always gave me a parking place, usually very close to where I was going. The daughter said, I'd like to go with mom.
所以当我们有这种积极的这种想法的时候，我们要从小事上学习，要信靠神，然后慢慢在各样的事情都学会信靠神。比如说在我自己需要开车去什么的地方的时候，神总是给我预备离我要去的这个地方很近的一个停车位，就甚至那个小朋友都说我要跟妈咪一起去，也可以少走路。
I don't know, it just seemed like, you see, I don't attribute things to luck. I don't attribute things that just happened. I say my Lord was helping me.
我并不因为
That was his gifts. You see, he gives us gifts.
我并不把这些事情归到说是运气或者事情就这么发生了，而我是认为这是神在供应，神在帮助我。
And I was working for him.
他给我各样的恩赐，我也在为他服侍。
So as we get a more positive understanding, get out of this negative thinking, but keep away from negative people.
当我们有更多这种积极的想法的时候，我们也要注意， 要离那些满是负面想法的人远一些。
You know, you may go to somebody's house, maybe a friend's house, and you feel pretty good, you know, you're coming. By the time you leave, you think, oh, everything negative, everything, you know, this kind of thing, and it bears and weighs you down.
就比如说有时候你可能去到这个一个朋友家的时候，当你去的时候，你满心的欢喜，很开心，但等你离开的时候，你心里都是各样消极的情绪。所以就是要注意，要离这些消极负面情绪的人远一些，如果可以的话。
And so, of course, if it's your mother or your mother-in-law, you've got to put up with it. So ask the Lord to help you and just sort of think, well, that's mama. That's mama. That's how she is. Or that's how my mother-in-law is, you know. And we can still love and we can say, that's them. But that's not going to be us.
所以如果这种有负面情绪的人是我们的妈妈或者是我们的婆婆，我们还是要去爱他们，但是我们要告诉自己，那就是他生活的方式，他就是那样子的，他是那样子并不意味着我们也要是那样子。
Sometimes we have to work with something that's in the government, or like we're working in a house and have all these papers to do, and we just go through these processes, work so hard so that we can eventually get the house we want, or we can get the car we want, or we can clear this up with the government, whatever it is. But when it comes to God, we expect to say, Lord, just please help me. We need to build a relationship. And so what we need to do is take time to pray about this. Lord, I really can't do this. I really can't. And you know there's a lot of things you really can't do. And begin to let him know that. Begin to read the word of God until you begin to feel strong. And then you just sort of, I'm trusting you for this. You said, I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can do anything that you want to. The thing is that some things are harder to do than others, so you don't want to bother. But we can do it. So let's remember, I'm sorry.
所以我们当我们比如说想要买一个房子或者买车的时候，我们要做一些这个文件啊什么的，之后我们就可以做成。但是我们在做神的工的时候，我们是要跟神建立一个关系，所以我们要更多的来祷告。当我们知道我们自己不能做什么，做不了什么事情的时候，我们要通过祷告让神知道，说神啊，我做不了，也通过祷告让神使我们可以更坚强。其实很多时候并不是说我们没有能力去做某件事情，而是做某件事情有些难，然后我们觉得不想这么难的去做这件事情，所以我们要更多的通过祷告来从神那里得到力量。
So let's remember now that we are God's children. Our value is in him. That value is eternal. He made us. He made us for a pathway. He cares about us. He watches over us. He said that. He said, I'm your shepherd. You're my sheep. You follow me. I'll take care of you. And so we recognize our value, and then we begin to stop having these harmful thought patterns.
所以当我们意识到我们自己的这个价值，我们是被神所造的，他关心关爱我们，他也时刻的在保护注视着我们，他说他是我们的好牧人，我们是他的羊，我们跟随他，他也照顾我们，之后我们就要停止或者弃绝对自己的这各样的负面的想法。
Because when we have these thought patterns, these harmful thought patterns, we're putting a screen, we're putting up something between us and God. He no longer, you know.
因为当我们有这样
these things is taken over.
我们有各样这种负面的想法的时候，我们其实是在我们和神之间放了一个阻隔，让我们没有办法看到他。
Then we begin a new thought pattern.And I want to tell you another thing that goes along with it is praise. You know, he said, in all things, give praise. And I have learned that I praise the Lord for everything. I'm going to tell you some of the things I praise the Lord for.
另外一个就是在我们有这种新的思维模式，这种积极的思维模式的时候，有一个很重要的事就是要学会赞美。我为很多事情都赞美神。
You see, that's part of our relationship.
因为这是我们跟神关系的一部分。
This is what the angels do.
这也是那些天使在做的事情。
They praise him. Many times there's those that praise him night and day.
很多天使他们都昼夜的来赞美神。
So that should be a part of us. So we should begin to think positive. We start to pray and ask him to help us. we begin to get more thankful and thank him for, he said, in all things give thanks. And the other, I remember Susan and I were in some place and she got out and hurt her leg, her ankle. And she said, oh, praise the Lord. Well, as you know, actually, we give him praise, he said, in all things. Then he has a way of helping us through these things.
所以我们当我们建立这种积极的思维模式的时候，我们就要祷告求神的帮助，也要时刻的来感谢神，因为神说要在各样的事情上感谢他，也要不住的来赞美，来求神来帮助我们。
So then what we do is we live our life loving him, thanking him, praising him, being closer to him, talk to him. Listen, when Satan comes, I'll just tell you,Lord, you know that thought wasn't mine. Many times I've had to say that. Things that have come in my mind, I can't even believe hardly. Anyway,
所以我们就是要生活在这样子对神的感谢当中，赞美当中，然后也每天跟神的关系更亲近，然后跟神不断的交谈。当有这种消极的负面的情绪通过撒旦进入到我们脑海当中的时候，我们也可以跟神说，神啊，你知道这不是从我而来的，我没有这样的想法。
I hope that some of you take this to heart and really get a closer and closer relationship to Jesus.
我希望你们真的能把这些话听到你们的心里去，也愿你们能够跟神建立更亲密的关系。
Father, I pray you help our ladies. We're weak.
我们求你来帮助我们这些姐妹。
Sometimes we don't even know we're weak, but we're weak.
我们有软弱，有时候我们甚至都不知道自己的软弱。
I pray you put in their heart a desire to.A greater relationship for you.
主啊，我们愿他们在心里与你建立更强的联系。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Now you better get some coffee to keep you awake.